This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is 1320 WILS. I am Michael Cohen. Incredibly warm still today. We're at 58 right now, a low of 47. Tomorrow, we're staying up there. 65 is a high, low of 49. And then Thursday, 60 as a high, 45 as a low. So we're staying in the range, and that holds us until Saturday, where we start dipping back down. Alan Greenspan, no one's really talking about this, but former U.S. Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan saying in an interview that he thinks that the euro is basically about to collapse. He says he is concerned, gravely concerned about the future of the euro, and the eurozone is not working. What does that mean for us? Michael Pento is with us, president of Pento Portfolio Strategies, and he's the author of the Coming Bond Market Collapse. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me back on, yeah. Michael.
Hey, what do you think of Alan Greenspan? You know, some people partly blame him for that 2008 collapse. What's your view on his legacy?
Well, he's a genius now that he's out of power. But, you know, he's come full circle. He started out as an Austrian economist and gold bug, Ayn Randian, in nature. Then as Fed chair from 1987 to 2006, he became overly enamored with money printing. He loved it. And now he's returned to espousing a gold standard. But listen, there's a growing trend towards xenophobia, jingoism, and ethnocentrism in Europe and really even in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that's, let's be honest, it's because of the influx of Muslims into these traditional Judeo-Christian countries. So there's a tendency towards retrenchment and the building up of walls, both ideologically and physically.
So
let me just finish this one point. The salient issue is it's driving the euro apart. It's inflation and insolvency in Southern Europe. Having a single currency, a currency union, with vastly different fiscal policies mm-hmm. is sort of like constructing an economy and a currency on a fault line.
So, Greece was in the news. It seems like it's been years now. But how is it that this isn't being regularly discussed here in the U.S.?
Well, we have so many problems here in the United States. I guess we can't, focus on everything. Listen, the debt levels in the eurozone have absolutely surged since 2007. It's gone from 64% of GDP to 91% of GDP. That's just in all of Europe. And the ECB has been printing 80 billion euros per month to do what? To keep borrowing costs down.
Right,
it started
You're talking about the European Central Bank, and he even said, yeah. Alan Greenspan said, they have greater problems than the Federal Reserve. So how critical is it right now, would you say?
It's getting to become very critical. Let me just paint a picture for you. They started QE in early 2015, and even before that, Mario Draghi, who's the head of the ECB, said he will do whatever it takes. He said that in 2012. So we need monetary support. This is the view from the ECB. We need monetary support. It's imperative for the solvency of over-indebted countries like Greece. Greece is 175% debt to GDP, and even Italy, 132% debt to GDP. Absolutely outstanding debt ratios.
So when does the collapse of the euro begin?
Well, so far, Germany hasn't mind bailing out Greece over and over again. You know, they've had several iterations of these bailouts. And even now you can throw in Italian banks because they believe they benefit from a weaker euro. Germany believes that it currently benefits from a weaker euro because they're an export nation. But inflation, which used to be just a year ago close to 0%, mm-hmm. in the eurozone is now up to 1.8% year over year. That's eurozone CPI. Not only that, Michael, it's rising very quickly. And the Germans fear inflation. It's inculcated. It's in their nature since the wake of World War I. And German citizens will begin to rebel against the policies of Mario Draghi if CPI rises anywhere near 3%.
So we're very, very close. What can they do if they want to... If they want to unload countries like Greece, how are they going to be able to deal with that when it becomes critical?
Oh boy, so that means what does that actually mean? It doesn't mean that the European countries would dissolve and go away. It just means that the euro would be replaced by things like the franc, the lira, the drachma, the escudo, the peseta, etc. So the dollar would rise initially, and that would be bad, very bad for gold in the very short term. But I believe gold will rise in all currencies, as it has done many times throughout history. And it also means once southern European countries take back the reins of their own currencies, the pace of money printing will accelerate dramatically. Can you imagine that? We're doing 80 billion euros a month in Europe right now. And once the euro goes away, and it becomes the euro will then pretty much become the Deutschmark, okay, the German mark, then we're going to have the franc, the lira, the drachma, the escudo, the peseta. These currencies are going to be printed like they've never been printed before. You talk about a dramatic rise in inflation.
But why do you say that? Why would that be the case?
Well, what is inflation? I mean, inflation isn't too many people working, Michael. That's what all these academics, you know, they want diversity in the Federal Reserve. They're a bunch of Yale and Harvard, Keynesian, Phillips curve academics that don't know what causes inflation. Inflation has always been a product of when the market loses faith in a currency's purchasing power. How does that almost always happen? Through massive debt that is monetized by a central bank. And that's exactly what these countries will be doing. If Italy had to go back to the lira, these Italian banks need massive capital infusions to stay afloat. Without an ECB, unless the IMF intervenes, it's all going to be up to the Italian central bank, and they will print like never before. And it's the same thing in this, no different in Greece or Portugal or in Spain.
So tell me, Michael Pento, by the way, 1320 WILS, his book is The Coming Bond Market Collapse. We're talking about the impending collapse of the euro. So now, what does that mean for us in the U.S. and for the dollar? You said it's going to go up initially, but go ahead.
What would happen initially, I would imagine, is that if the eurozone started to fall apart, it would be very destabilizing to the eurozone economy, to the global economy as a whole, and people would rush into the safe haven assets of the dollar and U.S. treasuries. But as I said before, you know, gold throughout history has had a tendency to rise in all currencies during these kind of crisis situations. So I wouldn't at all be surprised if the dollar increased in value initially, and then you would also see gold rise in all currencies.
Okay. And in terms of our own policies, what, we just essentially stand back and let the ECB and the Europeans kind of navigate their way through it? Is that how it'll work?
Well, I think we'd have a very easy federal. Can you imagine Janet Yellen? You know, she's been promising to raise rates for years now. She's actually now vowing to raise rates at least three times in 2017. If the eurozone were to fall apart and inflation does rise to 3%, and the whole European experiment, the whole eurozone, euro, common currency experiment starts to fall apart, do you think Janet Yellen's going to be raising rates? Absolutely not. So that's why I think here's the key. All around the world, you're witnessing a decline in real interest rates, the pace of which has started to accelerate dramatically in 2017. I see chaos in bond markets spreading to currency and equity markets in the very near future.
I need to ask you this, Michael, because we hit another record high in the markets today. How do you make sense of that? Because these market folks, they certainly are aware of all these underlying issues. Go ahead.
Well, okay, there's no more traders on Wall Street anymore. They're just trading algorithms. They're robots. They're computer programs. They read a headline that Donald Trump is going to fix the tax code, reform tax code in the United States, and they send the market to, you know, if you look at any metric you can throw out, CAPE ratios, the Q ratio, total market cap to GDP, median PE ratio, price to sales. I mean, these are all off the chart metrics. The stock market is extremely overvalued. It's rising on the hype and hope that Donald Trump can put forth in an expeditious fashion massive tax reform. And if it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen quickly, I'm telling you, watch out below. It's going to be violent and swift downdraft.
Okay. And your thought, is this happening within this year? Is that the window you're looking at? Or?
Well, if they don't get, you know, Mr. Trump has a State of the Union, February 28th. I think he said he's going to have a I think his word was an awesome or unbelievable tax package put forth in 2 or 3 weeks. So by the first week in March, if we don't see something absolutely stupendously unbelievable that can pass both houses of Congress, then watch out below.
Yeah, how encouraged are you from what you're seeing from the president at this point?
Well, I'm 53 years old. I've been managing money since 1996. And being a student of economics and politics, I don't have much faith in Washington. But if anybody can do it, it's Donald Trump.
No kidding. So, but even with what he's bringing, you're thinking he's not going to be able to really change the dynamic?
He thinks he's dictator in chief, but he's not. So I can see him come to, so there's going to be a border tax adjustment. Part of his tax proposal will have a border tax adjustment. And then you have every retailer in the world screaming that they're going to go bankrupt. So he has all these lobbyists he has to deal with. Then he has the Democrats. You know, he has a very small majority in the Senate. So what is he going to do? The only thing I think he can possibly put through is a massive deficit increasing package of tax cuts. And then you have the Tea Party Republicans and the fiscal conservatives that are Democrats that will leave. So, nothing is for sure. The only thing's for sure is that the stock market, there has, in 90% of the time, 92% of the times throughout history, the stock market has had a lower PE ratio than it does today.
Yeah.
So nosebleed territory.
I mean, I hear you on the algorithms, but it is real money, right? There's somebody with a brain is behind these algorithms, and they must be thinking, I don't know what they're thinking. I think they're scared out of their mind.
I think these are the same geniuses that programmed these algorithms that thought it was a lovely idea to buy NASDAQ stocks in the year 2000 and to own 5 homes with nothing down in 2000.
They weren't around then? They don't have that memory somehow? Yeah.
But the programmers that created these algorithms are the same ilk of Wall Street greed that created the housing bubble and the stock market bubble circa 2000.
Michael Pento, president of Pento Portfolio Strategies, and his book is The Coming Bond Market Collapse, How to Survive the Demise of the U.S. Debt Market, pentoport.com. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me back on, Michael.
Yep, thank you.